I want to say to Tom Bowden, my friend, SIU associate professor, computer technologies, computer security, the Saluki security dogs.
SIU security dogs, yeah, that's the cyber defense team.
How have they been doing since you and I spoke last?
They're doing awesome. We've got another faculty member, Matt Nicklin, who is leading them, and they're doing really good.
Great, good to hear it. Now, the reason why Tom joined us this morning is we talked a bit about New Year's resolutions, but there's something more practical. I like these lines of demarcation where you start a new year, turn a new page, and when it comes to turning a page, well, scrolling down in this particular case, protecting yourself about the increasing threat. We agree on that, don't we?
Yeah.
Every day it gets more.
Worse than ever before.
And what right now, so what are we talking about? We've got a list of things, private and small business, that we want to turn you on to. What's number one on your list, Associate Professor Bowden?
Well, I think one of the best things to kind of get your head wrapped around is everybody with a computer, everybody with a phone is potentially a target. And don't think, hey, you know, me, little old me, I'm a target. But think of, I have a computer, I have a phone, it's located in the United States. That fact in itself makes you valuable, or your device valuable, to bad guys. So,
and your information.
So just keep that in mind. Even if you think you've got nothing anybody would want, your device is just a random, you know, ping on the internet away from a bad guy finding you and making you a victim. So keep
right.
that in mind.
All right. So where did you start with number one?
So the best thing I think we can do is practice good password management and use multi-factor authentication. So it's the new year, maybe a good time to make sure that you've got strong passwords on all your important accounts. We've heard a lot about multi-factor authentication. This is when you add on another layer of security, like a number that's generated on an app on your phone. Secondarily, a text message sent to your phone when you try to log on to those important accounts. That's not as good, but the authenticator apps are free and gotten to be pretty routine across all the main accounts that you might be using, like your bank, your email, your social media, those
types
of things.
Power company.
Yeah.
I noticed Ameren's added that on when I pay online. There's been more of these come on here in these last couple of months. So password and a minimum two-stage verification act. Here's the thing, and I read and people say, okay, you can use a password generator or a password wallet where you keep all those passwords in. I don't trust any of those things, Tom. I have a problem with that. I checked. I have 63 passwords.
Well, that's... I'm surprised it's not more.
So am I.
Yeah.
But still 63, I was like, yikes.
Yeah.
You know, should I go through first of the year and change everything, or should I change it every 6 months, 4 months, 2 months, every week? When? What's the number?
Well, if you use good, strong passwords, and if you use that multi-factor authentication, that is going to kind of... assist with making your accounts, even if, you know, there was a breach or something. Having that combination of the authenticator app and the password means bad guys can't get into it in the event that your password's compromised. So it's a good practice to change passwords. If you work for a big corporation, you're likely, you know, I just got mine from SIU reminding me that we need to change our password every year. And so that's just good hygiene practice.
All right. So what's number two?
Number two is keeping your software up to date. Your operating systems, on your computers, your browsers, you know, a lot of these software applications that you use day in and day out are getting really good about updating themselves regularly. Sometimes, you know, you'll see that little pop up on the bottom of your screen saying, hey, we need to reboot the computer to make these security changes. Don't put it off for a month. Just do it. You know, it's not a bad idea to reboot your computer every now and again if you don't regularly. Same thing with your phone. I think
Chrome seems to be taking this seriously. I mean, updates constantly, security patches. Do you want to sign in? Chrome has really, really pushed this.
Right. No, all the browsers have, the major browsers have gotten really good about it. Yeah. And to, you know, today, most of the applications that are commonplace are doing updates themselves. Your Adobe, your Adobe Acrobat, your browsers, your Firefox, your Chrome, Safari, those types of things, and the operating system too.
All right, so updating your information, including if you use a virus scanner.
Antivirus is still a big thing that is important to have. There's no need to go out and spend $100 a year. You can get free antivirus. Microsoft's Windows built-in security tools.
Samsung uses Knox. I use Knox along with AVG.
Yeah, sure. Those are, you know, there's so many free options that you don't have to spend $100 like you used to think you did.
All right, so what's number three?
Well, I think one of the important things is be careful what you click. When you receive an email, I got one last night, 10:30 at night. Somebody has attempted to reset your Facebook password. You know, be careful what you click. Those may be legit, but they can also be very, very sneakily disguised by bad guys to make you think you're going to change your password or update it, but it's going to a bad spot.
Okay, I'm glad you brought this up because I wanted to ask about this phishing.
Mm-hmm.
Emails, but social media, people will send me videos on direct message. I, with almost without exception, do not open them.
And that goes back to the first thing we said. You are a target. You know, even if you think you aren't, those direct messages, those email scams that get into your mailbox, they aren't necessarily targeting Tom Miller. They're targeting one of a million email addresses that bad guys got, you know, from a breach or something like that.
So how much am I worth on the dark web? Me, my
you
information,
personally,
one,
you know,
just one person.
I didn't look you up specifically,
12,
you know, Tom.
12 cents, 18 cents?
$15.75. How about that?
You all right?
No, there's different studies that are out there. And
I've noticed that.
There's a lot of numbers that you'll see, and it's calculated different ways, how much different computers or how much different passwords. United States, you know, based accounts are typically the highest in terms of how much they're worth.
And sold in bulk.
Computers that are compromised can be traded across the internet for their, you know, their remote control bot capabilities that sometimes gets installed through bad channels, sometimes by clicking those links that you get in your email unsolicited. So that's one thing to keep in mind is, you know, if you're
working on the company email and you go around to just opening up any email, it's only a matter of time, isn't it?
Exactly. And what I did when I got that message from Facebook that said, hey, somebody tried to reset your password, first of all, you know, there's tons of the fake, you know, scams that make it seem like that's from Facebook, but it's not. It's a bad guy trying to trick me. Always go to the source. So I went to Facebook.com. I logged into my account. I didn't click on the email that was sent to me that said that they had, you know, somebody had tried to reset my password. I went directly to Facebook, avoiding the links that were sent to me in the email, went into my account, changed my password that way. You know, it's not a bad idea to, when you get an email that looks legit, hover over the
URL.
Links, the URLs. You know, that's not always the 100%
way. So a really clever one, Citibank.
And
except the A was Cyrillic.
Yeah.
So it looked like Citibank. But that A was the Russian A. And you went to a totally different location.
And that's why I say it's best to go to the source. You know, go up to your browser and type in citibank.com yourself or whatever it is that you'd normally do. Those things that are sent to you unsolicited in your mailbox or through text or through direct messages, always, always be skeptical.
All right, what's number four? We're running out of time, Tom.
Use your mobile devices safely. Make sure that you're using the trusted app stores, you know, with Google Play Store. That's important to make sure you're sticking with that for where you get your apps.
Apple, trusted providers, the Google Play Store.
The Apple Store, where you get your apps. You know, Apple's a lot more tight in terms of the application security.
Is that the only two that you really put on the premium level?
You know, different manufacturers have their own. You know, Samsung, I think, has their own. Amazon has their own. Those, you know, are reputable too. But, you know, you never want to go with your phone to some sort of unknown third-party link to download the latest software or app or something like that. Trust the big manufacturers and vendors and their built-in Play Stores.
All right, so here's a note from Michael Shelton. He says, tell you hi.
Hey, Michael.
And here's another one from Phil. He says, my passwords are stored in Apple Keychain, which works across all my devices, but I also have Microsoft Word document with all my passwords. So he keeps two different places.
Well, the Microsoft Word document doesn't have the benefit of being any type of protection, like encrypted or I mean, it's one of those things somebody could steal pretty easily.
If they steal your documents,
if
they
got
you.
If they steal your documents, they got it. That's not my recommendation, is to keep it in a text document or a Word document. The keychain's not a bad solution. I write
it in crayon in a big notebook.
And then you keep that notebook right next to your desk in a drawer, right?
Yep, I do.
I like LastPass. There's Bitwarden. There's some other good programs that are out there that help both keep track and create secure passwords, really long, difficult to guess passwords, you know, 24, 25 characters, upper and lowercase, special characters, those types of things.
We got time for one more tip.
Okay. So be a security champion. This is more small business, medium business. You know, realize that bad guys are out there. They're looking to take advantage of however they can, your computer, your accounts, your phone. And be the one at your office who says, hey guys, or gals, let's be careful. Let's not take security as a joke, because, you know, clicking on something wrong can be what triggers, you know, your computer to be part of a ransomware infection. And to that, you know, backing up your data, making sure you know who to call, who's that local computer security expert or business that can help your company if there's a breach, because you don't want to figure out who that person is or that group is to help you when you've got all your computers locked and you've got customers trying to come in and do business with you.
Here's a horror story.
Mm-hmm.
Jenny just sent a message. She says, so I opened my PayPal app. PayPal is fine, right? I saw someone had requested money from me. I clicked on it. It said, if you don't know this person, call this phone number. But 2 hours later, and $1,000 later, I figured out it wasn't really PayPal. To clean the computer, put in the antivirus, $220.
Right. And once
you're... Thank you, Jenny.
Yeah, thank you. There's horror stories like that, you know, that you there's unlimited ones. And once your computer's compromised, it is, in my opinion, very difficult to ever really trust that computer like you did before without completely wiping it, taking it to somebody who really knows how to do that and restore it properly.
So they might keep your computer as a zombie.
And yeah, and if we're talking about the really sophisticated, you know, nation state type attackers, even wiping computers can be, you know, problematic. It's tough to recover because bad guys are so tricky, and you know they've got some really smart people. There's computer science experts, you know, who are doing the creation of malware and the hacking of computers for their jobs 9 to 5 in other countries. So it's a tough thing. You got to be on your guard all the time, unfortunately.
Tommy Bowden, Associate Professor, SIU, Information Computer Technologies. Tom, it's good to see you, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.